Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hillman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hillman, and it is a pleasure to be back on the air live and having fun. It has been really a very interesting week. The last couple weeks have been very filled with a lot of tragedies, and things just keep piling up. But we're going to have good times tonight and not focus on the negative things that are going around here, because it is all about the growth process. And it was interesting, I read something from Neil Donald Walsh today, and basically he said life is a process, and it really is. Each breath you take, each heart, it's all a process. And it's all how you look at that process that makes a huge difference on how you handle it. Now, every single person has a different perspective on how they see it. Now, one thing my guides have been really showing me and giving me lots of, I would say, like, test over the last few months is how authentic I'm truly being on what I truly want. They're giving me opportunities after opportunities, and some of them I'm passing by and other ones I'm not. And some of the ones I'm passing, I'm going, why did I pass that? Oh, well, but it's interesting how another opportunity always shows up. And that's one thing I want to stress. A lot of people are being in a very confused state right now because there's so much going on. But as long as you're creative and as long as you understand that your imagination and your thoughts help the process along, it really is truly a magical time. You have a lot of people around with a lot of different views, and it's all wonderful and beautiful that they have those views. And all you can do with anyone is just accept and allow them to be who they truly are. There's a lot of versions of truth that are out there, and it's up to you to decipher and discern what is true to you. But it's always correct to allow them to have their own truths. Now, today's talk was going to be on creativity and authenticity, and it still is. If you have any comments during the show, the lines are open. I'm really just basically winging it tonight. So if you have any comments, anything you want to discuss, please, the phone lines are open. You are free to call in. The number is 888-815-9756. I would love to talk to somebody. I know you're out there. I appreciate all of you being here and understanding that we're all going through this process. I'm going through the process. And even in this last week, it was very interesting to see the different perspectives. And that's something I'm very good at seeing, is kind of being the witness for other people and just holding that space. But you also have that right to say enough is enough and stepping out of that scene, shall we say. If there's a reason that you really need to be there, you'll know. Otherwise, if it begins to be overwhelming, it's okay to say, you know, it's been a nice conversation, and walk away, especially if it's negative and you just don't want to hear it anymore. That's one thing that Spirit has really shown me is, and asked me, exactly what I want in my life. And one thing I definitely have had enough of is, and get enough on a daily basis, is getting overwhelmed by negativity. There's so many beautiful things in this world. I have decided to focus on the beautiful things, like love, the beautiful things in nature. And I'm appreciating nature more and more because of the fact it has that balance. And that's one reason why I had Sandra Ingerman on last week with a shamanic perspective, because it is a very balanced perspective. There is a cycle to life. Like I said, the process. There's birth, you live, you die, and you get reborn. And it's all going through the same thing. It's like breathing. You breathe in, you breathe out. And it's how you decide how long you want to hold your breath in. It's how long you want to deal with the situation before you really try and get resolution. And the patterns that we are creating in our lives are truly what we are creating in our lives. I have noticed very recently that a lot of my patterns are truly changing. I'm really limiting myself, not in bad things, but in good ways. If I see a pattern starting, I see if it's going to be shifted in a different direction. If it's not, if it's heading in the same direction as it has in the past, I cut it off and walk away in a lot of relationships. I recently was talking to a friend, and every time she called me, it basically was the bitch. She needed that space to complain about her life, to hold that space of lack. Well, I got tired of hearing it, and I let her know, if you're choosing to keep this attitude, I accept and allow that you're going to do it, but I'm not going to participate and enable you to continue this. It was kind of a tough love kind of situation. She wasn't too happy, but she was fine with it. She understood that I had reached my limit. And sometimes that's the way it's got to be. But I also know that we're still friends, and I care very deeply for her. But there's times that you just kind of let people know there's some subjects, some areas that you're just not going to deal with anymore. And that's okay. You've got your boundaries. It's all part of the process, finding how far you'll go. Now, by going so far, sometimes you are limiting the growth process. That's true very much indeed. But sometimes it's standing up for yourself, and that's a beautiful thing. That's being authentic, and that's being true to yourself. Now, these days, one thing I am seeing from a lot of the people out there that are writing right now is creativity is huge, and it's taking that risk for your self-expression. And one thing that I know just from my own history, and it is a lot of experience of being true to my Sagittarian ways of putting my foot in my mouth and understanding that presentation is huge when speaking your truth and your self-expression. If you want to discuss something with someone, you have to understand the best way to do it with someone. So it's good just to sit back and listen to see where their boundaries are. And listening is huge these days because everyone wants to be heard. I was looking through a lot of my old poetry, and one of the common threads in quite a few of them was the silent scream. That part of me that wants to be heard. I listen very well, but sometimes I'm not heard, truly, until I take a certain, shall we say, attitude in my voice, and then they know I'm serious. Now, I'm not on the radio tonight just to be heard. I'm here to help you understand and hopefully teach you something. To me, this show is a class. So, with that stated, what's the class today? Really being authentic, being true to yourself, and understanding that the creativity that is so necessary for the new change in times is really being true to yourself in a way to make your desires known to the universe, then getting out of your way so they can happen. Listening to those little clues that help you go in the right direction and do the right action. So you meet the right people at the right time, and everything goes in that flow, that process. Not everybody understands that you can miss a step here and there, and you can catch those steps, But these days, finding those tips and really paying attention to your intuition, those little nagging things, are really important. My guides know that they really need to give me signs in threes. I know it's true. If they need me to do something, they tell me three times, three different ways. That's the system that we've just done. Because if it's something that is out there, sometimes you can miss it. Sometimes you're ignoring it. Sometimes you're just avoiding it. But that's part of the growth process and your connection with your intuition to understand how your guides are talking to you and the ways that they are trying to let you know. And one thing that I'm also saying that my guides are letting me know is going over past situation, past relationships, and getting closure, healing, and understanding. And understanding how far I really have healed a situation. Understanding the other person has gotten a clue. I was listening to a series of free classes from one of my teachers, and she was saying that there has been a lot of people that she just ignored. They were asking for help. They were asking for a space just to be heard, and she closed them off. And as she said, nobody told her that she was doing this, and she didn't even recognize for a very long time exactly what she was doing. And now she finally got a clue, and she's being more present and more aware that other people need to be heard as well as she does. So she's now making sure she takes a little more time with someone to understand what they're trying to say and getting a clarity with a situation. But also respecting who and what she is. Because the more you kind of reject a situation, you could be retaining and repressing your light, your magic, the love you have in your heart. And if you get too much, you're going to explode one way or another. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not so much. It can also cause those blocks. Like if you're a writer and you're supposed to be writing and you just don't feel like it, and so you don't, you're causing yourself to have writer's block. So one thing I do each day is I write at least one sentence down. And usually if I can write one sentence, I can write another. And it makes the flow of writing much easier. It makes the creative process a lot simpler and more fulfilling. And I'm finding myself being filled with more joy, more passion, the more creative I am. I'm also doing more graphics. I'm doing more arts and really appreciating the expression I'm getting out of it. And my intuition is getting sharper by doing the art, by doing the writing, by getting into that part of me that in many ways I was blocking for one reason or another. A lot of it was fear. The fear of being successful at what I do and wondering what people would think. That fear of the responsibility of that success. So in many ways I held myself up and created a huge block, and now I'm doing that shamanic kind of soul searching, going very deep in myself as often as I can to release those blocks and find that creativity again. Another practice that I got into is connecting to the universal heartbeat. There's nothing like it. It gets you back on track and in the flow very easily. One way of doing that is getting a shamanic drumming CD. And I noticed that even Sandra has meditations, shamanic meditations, would probably be an awesome way to do this, to get in touch with yourself, get back to the basics. So I listened to that only for a few minutes with the intentions of getting in touch and uniting with a universal heartbeat. It's like a centering of all the chakras, my being, I'm calm, I'm revitalized, and more creative. I'm more focused that way. And things are flowing much better. So again, I'm opening the phone lines. If anybody wants to call in and discuss their creative process, anything that's going on that makes them realize exactly what they truly want in their life, what has been shifting for you? The phone number is 888-815-9756. And our wonderful engineer, Zeth, will be answering the phones and putting you through. There's a lot of rain going on in the West. And then we have the Haiti earthquake, and we do send our prayers and best wishes to everyone in Haiti and all over the world, actually. It is a trying time and a chaotic time. And from the astrology that we heard a few weeks ago, it's going to be that way. With Saturn and Pluto squaring off, it's definitely a time of rebuilding your foundation. And that's basically some of the things that I've been experiencing, is really rebasing the fundamentals that I want to base in my life and moving forward. And doing it in a very respectful way. And that's another thing that my guides are definitely letting me know that's very important this time, is to be respectful to everyone, including yourself. Respect your body, respect the words you're saying, your integrity. It's all very, very important to get in touch with yourself at least for 5 minutes a day and give thanks for the beautiful things that you do have, so you don't get trapped in that negative space like so many of us had in 2009, which was a very trying year, and I definitely learned ways to overcome a lot of those pitfalls, shall we say. So it was a good learning experience for me. And I'm finding myself realizing how truly blessed I am more and more with the little things that I have in my life. Even having this opportunity to speak to all of you each week. But I'm also seeing that there's something that I need to do that will not be easy, and I've told the universe exactly what is desired for, what it really is needed to get this project up and running. But they're giving me hints more and more that this is really going to happen, and it's really out there. And even though I set this project aside many years ago and said, let's give this to somebody who can really do it, because obviously it's not happening with me, they're still sending the same messages over and over and over recently, even stronger. And it has to do with actually what Abstract Illusion is all about, being a support network for creative expression. It seems most of the people that I am meeting these days are musicians, artists, writers. Now, granted, I am those things, so like attract like. But at the same time, many of them are contacting me for support, for help to build their career, to get their voice out there, and I'm more than happy to help them. So it's very interesting to be aware and conscious that things that you've put aside are still very much alive. You can avoid certain things. You can set them aside for a little bit. but they're going to come back to the completed, or in the sense that they're really not serving you anymore. Now, how they're not, you know, really serving you anymore is really up to your description of what you truly want in your life. And if these are able to fulfill any of those basic needs or desires, and these fulfill something like that, or a lesson that you haven't quite learned, that repeating pattern that isn't quite changing, that is the time to face it. Face your fear, that big bad bear that keeps following you, that actually is very something very friendly. And sometimes you need to divert it for a little bit and just give the situation to God and say, I understand the basic idea here. I really do. But the situation is getting a little overwhelming, so I'm giving the situation to you. If there's something I need to do, you let me know. I'll do it. But right now, I'm just going to give it to you. That's basically when the time is right and God has done all he can do, or the universe, and they've whittled it down to a doable size, they will give you back exactly what your heart's desire is, that passion. One thing that I am really seeing from a lot of people is, and hearing, is that passion. They have a passion to do something, but they're not quite sure how it's coming about. They're not sure if their path is truly what they think it is. Any confusion that you have, I highly recommend you get a book, a journal, something to write with, and sit down and just journal about it. You'll get your answers. That or else in your dreams, you'll get something. Just ask to remember consciously, physically. Because you can remember something consciously, but not physically. So I always add the physical. And they tend to wake me up at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning and run the tape in my head, the message they want me to get. That way, it becomes more of a lucid dream, so I can help the progress of the message and get the message even more thoroughly by participating in it, which is a beautiful thing. It is a time of creation for you. And there's so many things out there that you can create. But remember to stop for a second and remember what you've already created. And I'm not saying dwell on the past, but I am suggesting you remember all the lessons from what you wanted before, what you got, how you created it, the way you created it, who was created within it. Because in my point of view, we each have our own little universe. And we hire actors to play out the script. And basically, in my view, 2010 is the year to truly rewrite that script, to have that final outcome you truly would like to have and deserve. Throw in a few lessons here and there. It always is good to grow and to change. But create some adventures. Make your life exciting. Make it more abundant and prosperous. The relationships that are not working, you know they're not working. Create a relationship that is going to work. If somebody is in your life but not really, if it's not serving you and you're questioning why they're there, ask what you're gaining from it. And if you're not gaining anything, let them go. It will give you another breathing space to create something new. And that's why a lot of people are suggesting, you know, the get rid of all the clutter and create what you would like. And rewriting the script is a very easy process, actually. You sit down and you can write a note to yourself, giving thanks for everything that happened in the year 2010. And you date this letter December 31st, 2010. Now, you can go backward from December to January or January to December and basically put in an outline form of something, of some kind, exactly what you want to create, who you want to meet, what your goals are financially, what projects do you want to create, what people do you want to include in these projects, how you're going to, how you actually market it. The little details, without saying exactly how it manifests, but be specific. You will be amazed how the universe will answer you with exactly as close as possible to what you want. For example, the band Train. I wanted to see them again. Most concerts do not come down to my area. I have to go up to Phoenix. But I asked for them to come in town and to be at a pretty low price so I could go see them. They came in town. The ticket was $30. It was a small venue. Great show. Manifest it. Now, did I know they might be, I knew they were coming on tour, but I did not know they were coming to Tucson till after I said, hey, they're going on tour. This is what I'd like. And they added the show. So it's very interesting that you can put it out there and manifest. Now, I do have one of my very special abilities that both me and many other people born the day of December 18th, we have a little extra edge on manifestation, and we use it to serve others. So even though I was able to get that concert there, I'm very good at asking and helping the process, shall we say, of helping other people manifest. So if you have something you want to manifest in 2010, give me a call. Let's talk. The number is 888-815-9756. Now, something that I'm really emphasizing and wanting to help people is helping them grow with their intuitive gifts. So I am starting a program, a coaching program, that is very reasonably priced. It is not yet up on my website. In fact, I'm getting those fine details done. But basically what it is if you want to learn the tarot cards or you want to learn how to trust your intuition, the pictures, interpretation, if you need someone to guide you through the process of doing past life regression within yourself, make an appointment. We can do it. It is going to be a very reasonable cost for a half an hour. As long as it will be about $30. So if you're interested in doing some development of your intuition, in using tools, and just trusting what you're getting, I'm more than happy to help you go through the process. There's a lot of little things that are available out there, and I'm here to assist you, to help you get to be that authentic self and your most creative and prosperous self. I love to see people get their dream. It makes me extremely happy. So, there's a lot of opportunities out there. And as I'm looking out my window and seeing the wind blow, it's definitely a time of change. It definitely now feels like winter here in Arizona. And with that, it's a good time to go within yourself and do a meditation. And I'll end the show with a meditation in a few minutes. Because I've had a few comments from people that they enjoy the meditations. So we'll do a meditation on creating your higher self in your physical self now. Something that also happened this last week that is going to be a very possible increase in people's creative abilities and their imagination is the fact that Jupiter went into Pisces in this last week. Now, Jupiter is the expanding positive. I mean, it's luck. It's like one of those good time Charlie planets. It's kind of the opposite of Saturn, actually, in many ways, where Saturn restricts you, Jupiter expands the possibilities, and now it's going into a planet that's very spiritual, that's all about imagination. So it is going to be a very active imagination. You can use it for positive gain, or you can just go into fantasy mode. It can be a little extreme if you're going to fantasy mode. You want to be very grounded with your visualizations and your connection with your imagination and your creativity. Because it can be very possible to really get those manifestations quite quickly. The energy is so thin in a way because the veil is thin. So manifesting things, plus a lot of people are now, if they're not in the fifth dimension, they're just about theirs. So the baggage is being cleaned up very quickly, and you move forward in a very easy state, a state that you're in the flow and you know it, and it feels good. The energy is just pure. And the breathing is easy. And the messages are very clear. And we want the higher self to fully integrate with the heart in the physical form to help those manifestations even more. So with those possibilities and with the planets, even though Saturn and Pluto are squaring off, they're basically clearing away all the debris and all that baggage you need to get rid of, so Jupiter can step in there and really push that imagination to help you manifest your dreams. Now, Venus and quite a few of the planets are going into Aquarius, so a lot of the Aquarius, age of Aquarius is being spoken of. It's beginning. But it's just the early beginnings of this wonderful era. And again, Aquarius, the sun is in Aquarius. It's all about the individual participating in humanity without losing their individuality. These are the innovators. These are the inventors. These are the beautiful dreamers in many ways. So there's a lot of possibly positive aspects during this Aquarian time. And again, my guides are showing me relationships are shifting and changing. And I am getting a lot of calls about relationships that are exiting, but new ones are coming in. But you need to be ready and open to that possibility, keeping your heart open to the right relationship and making sure exactly what you have to offer for a relationship if you're truly ready for that right relationship. Have you gotten all your lessons under control on how to be in a relationship to be that equal, balanced partner? To attract that equal and balanced partner who is supportive and loving and present and aware as you are. I know a lot of people who the relationship was shifting outward on the way out, and now it shifted to a much better place. So even though you might be in a relationship that's a little rocky, it depends on a situation. It may be just a simple bump in the road that you're going through. One of those bumps that makes each other appreciate who the other person is and what they offer to you. Hello, everyone. I get the hint. They keep losing the call, so. And at this point, since no one's calling in, what I'm going to do is I am going to do a meditation, and I am going to end the show a little early tonight. That's all good, and it's all fine. So I'd like you to sit back and relax. Take a deep breath. Breathe in through your nose. And exhale. And as you continue to breathe in and out of your nose, I want you to focus on the color that comes to your mind. Right now, for me, I'm getting a turquoise blue. And we're going to breathe in and hold your breath for a few seconds. 3, 2, 1. Blow out. Empty all of the air out. Now we're going to hold it for 3, 2, 1. Breathe in through your nose. Slowly. 3, 2, 1. Hold. 3, 2, 1. Breathe out and let it all out. Feel it flowing through every inch of your body outward, releasing all those toxins, all that negativity. Now I want you to feel the energy as you breathe through the bottom of your feet. Mother Earth is kissing the bottom of your feet and giving you a blessing of this warm, beautiful energy, and it's flowing up through your ankles, your calves, getting to your knee and circulating, making your foundation even stronger, removing anything that is keeping you from that strong, solid foundation of your highest and true self. Now the energy continues up your thighs, through your hips, your base chakra, your creative chakra, and it's flowing and just spinning and adding even more positive energy as it's balancing that chakra and continuing upward into your solar plexus, up into your heart, spinning and collecting even more information of what your heart truly wants and bring it up to your throat chakra, enabling you to speak your truth, to speak your true self, your authentic self, and what you truly desire. Now it's going upward to your third eye, so you see the vision of exactly how this wonderful desire is going to happen. What exactly you're visualizing, you're feeling it in every cell of your body. This wonderful new adventure. Your fingers are tingling with the energy as it's gone down across your shoulders and out your fingers. Then it's going from your third eye up out your crown to the heavens and universe above. All that information, all you want to create, up to the universe. Now, the universe gathers these particles, assimilates, discerns and returns to you that process to getting it done. And now they may do it in bits and pieces, not to overwhelm you. But you wake after a wonderful night's sleep with a wonderful vision and idea of the next action step for that wonderful desire you wish. And it goes down to your third eye and you see all the process before you. You see the big picture, that new script fully realized as the outcome is going to be. And you go down to your throat chakra. And you can speak it. You can speak your truth of exactly the way it's going to be done. And you know in your heart, as the energy flows down to your heart, you know it's real, it's true, and it's now. And it continues down, and you feel the power and the empowerment of this vision, of this desire as it's becoming real. And it goes down to the creative chakra. And it spins and turns. Then it goes down to your base, and that idea gets grounded in you. And then it travels down your legs and becomes part of your foundation in your knees, flowing down the bottom of your feet, grounding again with Mother Earth into the physical form. And you realize, you visualize this beautiful desire is here now. And with this wonderful process, you can continue this process with many different desires and realize what the outcome is truly what your highest good and heart, your soul, desired. It might not be of your mind, but it is of your soul. So the more you're grateful for this information you're discerning and receiving, the faster it's going to come about. And the more joy and happiness you're going to have in your new foundation, your new reality. And with this, I want you to return to breathing in your nose, out your mouth, in a steady, rhythmic rate, and understand with each breath you take, you're gaining new insights and inspiration. Until next time, much love, much appreciation, and many blessings. This is Jennifer Hellman saying good night, and thank you, and have a wonderful week.